Featuring Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. for Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. That's 2 hours of great gospel music every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. All brought to you by the Ozona Pig Restaurant in Ozona. Yes, that's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. It's Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. Tune in on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tantalk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Oh.
No, I haven't turned it on yet.
No. Okay. It's okay. So hello, are we listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show? Am I here? testing, 1, 2, 3. And yes, guess what? If you're out there and you hear us, I'm glad you hear us because we don't know if we're on right now. So guess what, Wraps? Well, are we on? All right, we're on. Can we just hear a little bit of Ann Murray again and restart? Let's replay that. I think Glenn just punked us again. I think you like punking us. Let's start over. Let's take a listen to Ann Murray. Unless Glenn wants to sing it for us. No Ann Murray? Okay, that's okay. So guess what? That's real life. We're in the raw here, right? It's all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello to everybody out there. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and we are having some technical difficulties today, but I also wonder if Glenn punks me sometime. Glenn, are you punking me in there? No, not you. I get punked all the time from these ladies in here. So anyway, welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I don't know if you heard that song, but that was a song by Ann Murray. Do y'all know the title of the song? Because y'all didn't hear it. Can you think of any songs from Ann Murray?
Mm-hmm. I heard it, but I can't think of the title.
You can't think of the title, and neither can
it's
I
like,
right
can
now.
Can I have this dance?
Can I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can anyone? For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life. Glenn, can we hear that again? Can we get it just... No music. Okay, well, I hope we have music, because that's what the... Oh, you're trying to get help. Okay, he's raising his hand, but don't ask any of us for help, because we know nothing about DJing. Oh, there's the wizard. Ed is going to come in and save the day. Yay. Here we go. Here's Ann Murray.
To me, as we move together, I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I? So
And can we have this dance for the rest of our lives? You have one life to live. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And yes, that was take two, and that's real life. This is called, you know, living in the moment for sure, and in the raw. And you're listening to Tracy right here in Clearwater, Florida. And I have my wraps here. And we are going to be talking about dancing. And who are we going to be talking about?
Arthur Murray Dance Center
is at
Tampa
Dance
North.
Tampa North. So this is part two of last week's show. And don't change the dial, because if you want to add something to your life and you want to feel good about your life and live positive and, you know, ignore all the toxic stuff and make a difference in your life, you want to stay right here at 106.1 right here in Clearwater, Florida at Tan Talk Radio. And who are we? Well, we are, it's called the Shrink and Wrap Show. And it is what it says. We have licensed therapists who offer suggestions and opinions, as well as raps, who are my friends and people in the community that offer their suggestions, as well as songs. We use the songs through lyrics to solve everyday's topics, such as drugs or just how to live a happy life. If there's a lot going on in the world, but we try to get this together through a licensed therapist, friendships, and songs. So don't change that dial. But today we're going to be talking about dancing. So this is a show about suggestions and opinions. And before we get started, I always like to have a couple of just notes. I want to thank my sponsor. I want to wish my friend Kim a happy birthday. Again, I want to remind you that this is suggestions and opinions. And has anyone watched The Bachelorette yet? I'm two episodes behind. No?
Okay. I watched a little of it.
You watched a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
I know. So we'll have a show next week, because I don't want to take, we've got a packed show today, so I don't want to take too much energy into it. But I have been watching it. Stay tuned, and we will continue that conversation on another show. I also would like to remind people that if we're talking about living a positive life and choosing, you know, positive things in your life, and I just want to say right here in our community, we want to make it better. I'm not here to lecture people. I'm just here to lift people up and to motivate you to live your best life, because life is short. And it is your book, and it's your chapter, and it is unwritten. And today you're on a brand new page. Every day is a blank page. You just turn it and never be hard about yourself about yesterday. Just move forward. So I wanted to also tell you that to go to hsn.com if you're looking for any of your beauty needs. HSN is in our community, and it is a nest of eagles. Everybody over there, from security to the receptionists to the vendors to the people that come in. If you're ever a little down, pay attention to HSN. It's, again, a nest of people that just lift you up and bring out the beauty of who you are. So I just want to let you know, and that's what our show is about as well. We want you to be your best. You are not alone. So with that being said, I have to say, I went to the Trainer Oreo Speedwagon concert before we get totally in dancing. I was dancing. And I'm going to talk about that next week as well, because there's a lot of good to that, because I don't want to take away another minute from this. Let's listen to our Loosen Up song. Are we good, Glenn? It's okay. We're in the raw. This is what it's all about. We're good.
Every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give a damn when the night's here.
Okay, here's a trivia question. Ginger's in here. Hey, Ginger, it's a little puppy dog. So, can anyone guess who sings that song? First one wins.
I believe, is that Dua Lipa?
Oh my gosh, you're so good. You win.
Heck
you
yes.
get the lollipop. You got it. You got it. And listen, for all of us that were born in a different era, you need
her.
To know those things because it makes us look a little younger. I love her too. And mm-hmm. isn't that a great song?
Oh, yeah. We love that song.
Have you ever danced to that song?
I'm pretty sure we've danced to almost any song you could probably ever dance to.
I bet.
That's not an exaggeration.
I bet. And you know what? We hopefully, thanks to Janice and her husband, Chris, here, they've invited me to your studio. And I had you back on because dancing is so positive. And like you said last week, Chris, it brings out, you show expression through it. Taught you how to
yeah,
express
absolutely.
Yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I think Madonna said something about that, right? Express mm-hmm. yourself in her song Vogue. But I love to hear that, especially from men. You know what I mean? And I want everyone to know that Arthur Murray, it's not just for, you think of people, you know, a certain age group, but it's for everybody, mm-hmm. right? Tell us the age group again.
So, yeah, we have quite a range of people who dance with us. I mean, we've had plenty of students under 18 who come in and learn how to get ready for the big world. But we also have a lot of younger people and people all the way all through working on weddings primarily. We teach a lot of wedding couples. But we've had students all the way up to 70s, 80s. The company even has people up in their 90s who have celebrated birthdays dancing with us. So, really, any age, you can come dance.
That is amazing. That's so good to hear because I always kind of like it. I thought it was just ballroom dancing. So Arthur Murray here in North Tampa, they actually, and they're all over. They have franchises. We learned mm-hmm. that last week. They actually teach line dancing. They teach songs for weddings. And I hope that, Glenda, we get Rowene on by chance. She's on. Okay, Rowene, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay, we're all here. Okay, thank you. And thank you, Glenn, for getting her on. So, Rowene, thank you for coming on today. We're going to talk about, you know, we have shrinks here. So we're going to talk about the psychological aspects and the pros about the positive things that it does for you. Rowene, tell us about the benefits of dancing. And thank you for being here.
Oh, you are most welcome. One of the greatest benefits of dancing is the endorphins that flood your body from moving. So some motion is lotion for the body.
Motion is lotion.
Motion is
that's
lotion.
A song.
Probably could be one.
Just put it out there. That, well, I could say all kinds of things, but I'm on air. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, going with this one. So moving and keeping in motion promotes longevity, it promotes happiness, it promotes a decrease in anxiety and depression, and it certainly makes people feel successful to overcome whatever fears they have around dancing, whether it's looking silly or just doing something different than they're used to, moving out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. So, do y'all have anything to say of that? That you're the owners of this wonderful place called Arthur Murray, and do you have any additional things you want to say with what Rowing? I want you to be part of this.
Yeah, one of the things that specifically with ballroom dancing or partner dancing is that while it increases endorphins and everything else, it actually helps your memory in a sense of paying attention to your partner, paying attention to the music, paying attention to what's going on. There was years ago, I had actually done a research paper, and I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was a pretty high number, probably in the mid to high 70s, of like dancing or partner dancing, ballroom dancing, helps decrease your chances of getting dementia or Alzheimer's by like close to 70%. So it's a significant increase in helping your brain stay young, stay active, stay sharp, because of all the things that's involved with the dancing with a partner.
Yes, that is, see, and that's what I'm saying. So a lot of things, sometimes you might not need a shrink. You just go home and dance and see what happens. And I think the benefits of dancing, it increases your strength. It helps your mood. It improves flexibility and it improves balance and strength. Would we all say yes to that?
Oh, heck yes.
do we get an A there, Rowene?
Yay, of course. And learning any new skill improves your mental acuity.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So always practicing learning, and I'm certain that with dancing, you get a lot of first-time people or new people who aren't really sure about what they're doing. So having to focus, like you said, on your partner, on learning the steps, on the new skills, certainly adds to keeping our brains young and active. Brains are a use it or lose it kind of thing. And learning to dance and to move keeps our brains young and active, so we don't lose it.
Right, and I like that. You don't want to, use it or lose it. And I think what you just said is trying new things, too, because it is intimidating. I mean, the night that Chris and Janice, we went there, I wanted to run out of that room because I thought I was just going to come and shake y'all's hand and say, see you next week. But then they coordinated this dance lesson. So, and it was great, but I'm so glad I did it. But it is challenging, and that's what I want all our listeners to know. Try it. Go out and dance. What's life about if you cannot dance? Seriously. If you're not going to dance, even in your kitchen, there's a group out there that has a song about singing, dancing in your kitchen, and then you're also memorizing the songs, because songs actually are good for your memory as well. So, so do you guys have anything you want to add so far for that? Since you're the owners of the dance company, you're the experts.
Yeah. So speaking to that fear, a lot of people have. I think a big stigma with dance studios is they think they have to know how to dance to come in, and it doesn't matter if I have students learning for social dancing or even wedding dancing, they're always afraid, oh, I don't know how to dance. I'm like, well, thank goodness, because otherwise we'd be out of business. That's always my joke with people. So you don't have to know how to dance. You don't have to have any dance skill. My other joke I like to keep is, you know, people come in, I have two left feet, I have two left feet. I always tell them, that's great, because it just so happens we keep a ton of extra right ones in our back closet. So it doesn't matter where you're at in your life. It doesn't matter, you know, what your skill level is. I mean, we've had students who have had Parkinson's in dance, who have been deaf and take dance lessons. I myself had a dance student who would do competitions who was in a wheelchair. And I believe St. Pete Arthur Murray has a staff member who is in a wheelchair and does teaching and performing. And so there's literally no limitations unless you put them on yourself when it comes to dance.
I love that. Do you have any comments?
I also have a thought about that is, don't you also have some students that are brought there by their parents because their parents wanted to start getting them involved in something positive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you talk about that too?
Nice.
I know from our martial arts studio in the many years that if someone came to me and said, I got the perfect kid, my kid's perfect, I'd be like, we're not good for you. We need something to work with here, right? So kids were always, they had, you know, issues. There's discipline, autism, all kinds of challenges. So I just wanted to put that to you.
Yeah, definitely. We have all kinds of kids that come through our studio, some who have stayed with us a long time, some who are sometimes only there for a short season. We just saw one of our girls off to college. She just left. Mm-hmm. But we have others who are still young in elementary school, in high school. And it really gives them a safe environment to learn how to interact with other people, whether it's just the teachers or if they attend our groups and socials, interacting with other people, other adults in a respectful manner. It's a very joyful area. And I think especially with kids, you know, I can't imagine growing up the way kids are now. I was just before the social media age. I think only it was MySpace or Facebook. But just the comparisons and the stress and the negativity that all these kids face all the time. So this gives them somewhere where they can go and be celebrated, and the students love them, and they're so excited, and they cheer them on when they dance. And Chris and I and the other teachers have an opportunity to pour a lot of positivity into them, and even beyond just the dance skill and the benefits to dancing by itself. I think that's, you know, one of the more magical things we get to do for these kids.
And you know, Janice, I'm so glad you brought that up, and I'm so glad you answered that so well. But I do agree, because I think a friend of mine, we were talking, kids in junior high have no place to go. And a lot of times that's a turning point for trouble, because they're too young to be somewhere, but then they're too old, you know, to be somewhere else. So you've got a period of like seventh graders to maybe 10th grade. They don't have a place to go. And I hope it's put out there to really bring more dance to those kids, like, you know, get it out there, and it's okay because it's a place they can go to. It used to be a skating rink. There's not skating rinks anymore. I mean, there's like two of them, right? So hopefully that's something we can all work on. But think about your children out there. It's not just about you.
And I think,
but thank you for bringing that up.
I think you also have to think about the fact that you always have heard about the financial side of it. We heard about the financial side, of course, with horses and showing horses and parents with their kids with horses and martial arts and dancing. Nothing's inexpensive, but there's nothing more expensive than your child being with the wrong crowd.
Well, yeah, it could cost you a lot more money.
A lot more money.
And in
then,
the long run.
And then it's going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So good for you. Kudos to you guys.
And if not, if you can't do it, start at home. There's YouTubes. You know what I mean? Like, we're all here for about everybody, but we definitely, Arthur Murray. Can we give a show? Can you tell us where you're at again? It's Arthur, because I'll forget during the show. It's Arthur Murray, and it's...
Yeah, definitely. So we're located, we call ourselves Tampa North. We're located off of Dale Mabry Highway. That's 14436 North Dale Mabry Highway. We're going to be right in the plaza in the corner. I call ourselves the hidden gem of Tampa.
Hidden gem.
Because we're tucked in next to Lido's in that title boxing there. So you kind of got to dig to find us, but you'll find some gold when you do.
Yeah. Code word is hidden gem. Now I know where you two little lovebirds have been all along. So, Rowena, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, tell us on your point of view from a therapist, what else you have for a suggestion or opinion to our listeners in reference to everything we're talking about.
Well, dance also builds confidence, and it helps fine-tune social skills. I know, especially with a lot of this remote work that's going on and not having to go into office spaces, so we lose our edge as far as interacting with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And social skills have kind of fallen by the wayside. And dance is a wonderful way to really remember those and to brush up on those.
I like that. That's good. You know what I mean? Like dance therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of movement therapy is definitely good. Kids with ADHD and with autism, they have a hard time with social skills, and so dance is really good for them to help create new motor neurons that they use in conversation, in interaction, in the social skills. So I can't say enough good things about dance as a way for people to learn more about themselves, learn more about other people, boost their confidence, and keep their minds young.
Yes. And it releases a lot of anxiety. Our kids are too young to have anxiety, in my opinion.
They're just
too young to have anxiety. So this is a good way for them to do. And again, everything you're saying, it's funny you said that because I had done a little research, but it does say that dance therapy actually, again, like you said, just reiterating, improves self-esteem and body image, develops effective communication skills and relationships, expands their movement, their vocabulary, and they gain insight into patterns of behavior, as well as create new options of coping with their own problems. So what you just said is something I found, and that's really good.
I think something else that's really important that I find as an adult is it makes you open your cues.
Yeah,
your body cues open.
Yeah.
You're just kind of open. And the other thing is, you have to touch the other person when you're in this group. You're holding hands, so you're holding hands with another woman, another man, another woman, another man. Maybe young, young man, young woman. And so, so many people don't have that touch anymore. All they're touching is their phone to text, and they're texting each other across the table. You know, there's no phones allowed in the group class. Everything's put away. And it's just amazing because you have to focus on the people and what you need to do. And it really takes you away. Mm-hmm. It takes you away.
Mm-hmm. Rowena, any comments from that?
No, I think everything you're saying is very accurate and on point, with especially in this day and age where people spend so much time looking at screens, walking down the street and not even looking up. And dance takes away some of that screen time and gives us personal time, which we all need more of.
Right. Again, dance, and we're talking here with Arthur Murray, Tampa North. Their phone number is 813-961-0090. We'll give you the website in just a minute. But again, rebuilding and reestablishing one's relationship to themselves through their body is very important.
Yes.
Any comments?
Yes.
I mean, as much as it helps, like, anyone of all ages, we always... Kimber and myself, we always like to tell our students, like, you know, this isn't just for yourselves at the dance studio. We always say, we like, do this at home, like, do this for yourselves, at make it part of a, not necessarily a routine, but just something that's spontaneity. Myself and my fiance, we like to do what we call, like, breakfast bachatas in the morning, so every so often, and we'll just have music on, and we're making breakfast together, but a certain song comes on, because we have a Latin station on in our house, and it's a bachata, and right in the middle of cooking breakfast, we just grab each other, and we dance a couple simple basic steps to the point where you go, oh, shoot, I gotta flip the eggs, they're burning. But even those little spontaneity things just make you happier at the beginning of the day.
You got lost in the moment.
Gets you excited about that. Yeah, so it's those good endorphins for that as well.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot more about the different types of dancing. And I just want to say this, and then we're going to have to switch it. Rowene, I found this too. It says, studies have shown that dancing can improve cardiovascular health, balance, and flexibility, while also reducing stress and anxiety. Line dancing offers a low-impact way for all these benefits, but making it the perfect choice for our seniors looking to stay active and healthy. So it's not just for our youth, it's for our seniors as well. Yeah. Just line dancing.
Definitely.
So do you have like a senior night? Or do you have like a night for seniors, or do they just like, how do people come in groups if they want to go to Arthur Murray? That's what I want you to let our listeners know. How do they get there to that first step?
Yeah, definitely. So, like you mentioned, we'll give you that website. You can give us a call. Basically, people just come in at any point throughout the day. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. During the week, we are open from about 12:45 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Saturdays, we start up at about 10:15 a.m. and teach all the way up until about 7:30 p.m. And we're just kind of an open house. Anybody comes in whenever they're able to. We like to do our group classes.
Yep. Loved it.
It's so nice.
So yeah, you two dance too. I loved it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. But really, when we do the group classes, we do it by dance level instead of dance style, so that way people aren't intimidated. When they're coming in, they know that they're going to a class that's going to fit for them. So I like to say we have a lot of couples that dance with us. So on Wednesday nights, we do a 7:15 p.m. couples group class. There's no partner switching. We even have fun little lights. We change the lighting, give you a little, set the mood.
Yeah.
Over in the back corner of the studio. And I kind of like to joke for our seniors who don't like to go out late at night, we do afternoon socials on Saturdays. So we do a group class at 12:30, a 1:15 social. So that way, even if you're not a senior and you just like to be at home and in bed by 8, 9 p.m., you come to our Saturday social, you come do some dancing, go have lunch before or after, and then you've had your dancing in for the day.
I love that. And y'all are located in North Tampa, but there's a one in St. Pete and in Clearwater?
Yes, it's an international franchise, so we have over 400 studios around the world, multiple different studios continuing to grow in Tampa, greater Tampa area, just all around in Florida. I think in the past year, the Florida area around here has opened at least 3 or 4 different studios, and we're going to continue to do so. So even if you're not in the Carrollwood area, if you're more in St. Pete, if you're more in Clearwater, down in South Tampa, we have locations all over for you.
I love that. And again, we're talking to Kimber and Chris here from Arthur Murray Tampa North, and their website is www.arthurmurraytampanorth.com. We'll give you more information on that. We're going to Rowene, do you have any closing statements? I got about maybe a minute for a closing statement.
I was going to reference what we talked about a few weeks ago about keeping long-term relationships fresh.
Yep.
Dancing together is one of the ways to create enlivening new relationships with your partner.
Yep. And we have two people in here that have done it just to keep that spontaneity in the relationship. Yeah. Chris and Janice have done that. And you are definitely a testimonial to what Rowene just said, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We were able to just, you want me to go ahead and
Let me close, Rowene, and then I want your testimony. So thank you so much. We got a minute to go to my main song, and I want a testimonial, and I want to thank you. And you know what? On that note, there is a movie out there, and I think Richard Gere was in it. It's called Shall We Dance? And that is a wonderful one. If you're looking for a way, and even a gentleman, I mean, you for guys, you could go and privately get lessons, although it's, there's more to the story than that. But watch that movie, Shall We Dance, with Richard Gere. He wanted something new in his life. And like Chris said, to express himself, he started taking dance lessons, and he surprised his wife with it. So watch that movie. Make sure you dance in life. Life is short. Pick and choose what you want. But I don't know about y'all, but on the Shrink and Wrap Show, we want to dance. So, Rowene, thank you, Rowene. Thank you, and tell everybody where they can find you. I appreciate you coming on. You're Shrink Number 4. Tell them where they can find you if they want to talk more about dancing.
You can find me at www.rowene.net. If you want to find me online, or you can give me a call at area code 813-857-2401. My office is in near downtown Tampa, and I also do telehealth. So if we want to have discussions on Zoom, we can do that as well.
That's really nice, Rowene. Thank you so much for your time and all I wanted to get the shrink in and the wraps and our community leaders here. So thank you so much.
Everyone take care.
We'll be seeing you on the dance floor, I hope. So let's do this. I'm going to switch over before I hear their testimony, Glenn. Let's go to our main song. And this is an older song, but it's sung by, the singers are different. So I'm going to quiz you guys on this one, see who the singers are.
Oh, man.
All right, let's listen to Dancing in the Moonlight. Play that, because you're right. Tell me where the original, who sang that original song? I love that song. I was dancing in the moonlight at Train and REO the other night.
That was Harvest.
Harvest, and what year was that?
1972.
So the guys that were singing that now, they're called, does anyone know?
Top Loader.
And you know you're so good. Top Loader.
Not a front loader, it's a top loader.
Yeah, the problem was you were showing your AI on your phone. They were Shazamming.
She did not, I did.
But guess what? You learned something new today.
So,
Glenn knew the older song. This is, and I like this beat. They're both great. But if you don't want to show your age, I would answer Top Loader.
That's one of the great things. Like, we get people all the time. They say, oh, we love this song. You haven't been around, so you probably don't know it. And there's songs from the 70s, 50s, and 60s that Kimber and I have been dancing to for years. And it's like, I know this song. What are you talking about?
You have to teach your kids those songs, though, because Chris taught our kids those songs, and they know the 80s, and they know the 70s. And I kid you not, we asked our son, one of his girlfriends, he's married now, but hey, who's this? She didn't even know who Michael Jackson was.
Oh, man.
What?
Well, the moonwalk was one of those popular dances, right?
Yeah.
The moonwalk? Is the moonwalk a dance?
I was totally surprised.
I thought the moonwalk was a walk. Do y'all even know?
It's like a move. It's not really
it's a step.
It's a
yeah.
step.
Because
yeah. like
y'all are really young. I'm curious to know if you even know what the moonwalk
is. Oh, yeah.
I would like to see Chris moonwalk.
We're going to do some dancing because hopefully, listen, again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in Clearwater, Florida. Tan Talk Radio 106.1 in Tampa. Hello, St. Pete. Hello, Clearwater. Hello, Dunedin. This is your community station. Mm-hmm. We're here to lift you up, and that is it. We don't want to lecture to you. We're just trying to lift you up. No one should be alone. So, again, this is your community station, the Shrink and Wrap Show. So we're going to toss it over to Janice really quick for a testimonial. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Do you mind if I switch it one more time to Trish?
Let's let Trish.
All right, then, yeah, because I'm going to go to nonprofits really quick, and then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to go into y'all's stuff here. Yeah. So, you need a headset.
I probably should be able to hear if I'm going to talk. Right?
We're going to take about 2 minutes for the nonprofits. 2.5 minutes, Trish. Thank you for nonprofits in our community.
Yep. Well, I want to talk to you about the Ronald McDonald House because you had asked me last week to look into that.
Yes, I did. Yep.
So, I don't know how much you know about it, but they provide a home away from home for families with children who are receiving life-saving treatments in the local area hospitals. Mm-hmm. They give not only a place to stay, but they also offer compassionate support and resources for the family.
Yeah, that's so nice.
The first Ronald McDonald House opened in 1974, and it's very interesting how it came about. Does anybody know?
I don't.
Okay. Well, there was a Philadelphia Eagles player. He was a tight end called Fred Hill was his name, and his three-year-old daughter was diagnosed with leukemia. Mm. So during her 3 years of treatment, he and his wife went to the hospital, and they would camp out in the hospital in the waiting rooms, and they would eat from vending machines because they had no place to stay. And, you know, hotels get expensive, long-term treatment. So, you know, they thought about it, and they said there must be a better way. So they got together with some of their teammates and other families that had children that needed help as well, and they decided to raise some money, and together they created the first Ronald McDonald House.
Wow. So, that is so nice. Where can people go if they want to donate or get involved with the Ronald McDonald House?
Tampa, our local area, has 4 houses, 3 in St. Pete, 1 in Tampa. They have 80 bedrooms. They have private baths, and they're all located near pediatric hospitals.
Okay.
They are a nonprofit, so there are many ways to give. You can donate one time. You can set up a monthly donation. You can actually adopt a room, like a kitchen or a bedroom, so you pay for that actual room.
Oh, that's so nice.
There's legacy givings where you can leave money in your will, which is, you know, we don't like to think about that, but we need to think about that.
Right. No, that's so nice. I'm so glad you and your daughter work for them. Right?
My daughter did some volunteer work, and when she was in college, she actually did the Dolphin Channel News, and she did a documentary and followed a family around.
Oh, that's so nice.
It might be on YouTube. I don't know.
Well, maybe we can get her in here and talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, and with the ARC, you have something else.
Hold on 1 minute. RMHCTampaBay.org you want to give a donation.
One more time.
Yep. RMHCTampaBay.org. And they are having a charity golf tournament November 18th, too.
Perfect.
And you can also host your own fundraising event for them. So something you want to do where the proceeds go to them.
That's amazing. So you can host it at home.
Yep. And then I have the Arc of Tampa Bay, which you talked about last week, I think.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have an event coming up, right?
Yep. They have their 61st annual awards banquet Tuesday, September 10th at the Sheraton Sand Key Resort. Uh-huh. And that event celebrates outstanding achievements of people that serve and support the community, and they honor people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, highlighting their determination and success. 727-799-3330 for more information.
Trish, thank you so much, and Kimber, Chris, your Arthur Murray, thank you so much for all that, because again, nonprofits, we're all in this community together, and we want to work together to make our community strong. I'm all about that. Hi, Devin. So she's talking about nonprofits, so she's raising the roof in there.
Uh-huh.
And Arthur Murray also has a nonprofit, and I want to hear about their nonprofit, and then I want to hear Janice and Chris's testimonial. Uh-huh. So tell us again more about your nonprofit again, and let our listeners know.
Definitely. We just started partnering with a nonprofit organization called JADE, and what they do is they collect anything from clothes to household items like pots and pans, pillows, bed sheets. If you have like clean medical equipment, like a nebulizer or even like baby bottles, anything of that nature, they collect those items and they create pop-up shops around the greater Tampa area, and they do a lot of promoting so people know. And these people come to these pop-up shops and they give all of the items away for free. So this is for families in need, people who are low income, or maybe, you know, even the homeless community can really benefit from this organization. Now, we are working on getting some contact info from them. I did not have that with me today, but
well,
I can post some stuff.
Trish can be on top of that, and she'll be happy to announce it. She's my nonprofit rep. So, yes, and we'll know, or Janice as well. They can both do it together and have a pop-up and let us know where to drop those things off. That is so nice.
Exactly.
To know.
You can even bring stuff to our studio, Arthur Murray Dance Centers of North Tampa, off of Dale Mabry Highway, because one of our students is actually one of the people who helps with this organization. So that's, I give them stuff every single week almost. They also take monetary donations. This will help transport items. This helps with storing the items that they have. They also have a lot of volunteers. It's all volunteer based. So Chris and I are trying to help them out by bringing them some like tents, so that way they're not standing outside in the sun. I'm sure they could use things like waters or Gatorade for all these volunteers that are out there for hours on end just handing out all these items to people in need.
And thank you both so much for that. And it's good to know that. And we will be announcing that throughout our time here on the Shrink and Wrap Show. So here you are. You have people here that care about our community. And to everybody that donates to these nonprofits, thank you. I think it's so nice that they need to be noted, and all the volunteers that are part of that to help our community better. So thank you so much. So I'm going to switch over to Janice. It's a quarter till, so I want to hear their testimony about Arthur Murray.
Oh,
let's hear it. Give us your testimony. Got about 2 to 3 minutes.
You want to grab over here? Well, basically where we started was, almost 25 years of marriage, and mm-hmm. I said, you know what, I'm going to do something special. And basically Googled, I said, let's go dance. Let's do something. So I took him on a blind date.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you've been married how long?
25 years.
25 years. So
yeah.
I think that's important to do.
Yeah.
And were you nervous about that?
Well, that's not quite true.
And this
she did not tell me she was taking me to a dance studio.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
So when I got there, not Chris, but the previous owner was there, and he saw that I was a bit upset. And
you got pumped too.
Yeah. Yes. So he came over to me and he goes, you know, how did you get? Well, she lied to me, basically. Here I am. And he says, 90% of the guys coming in here are lied to. But on that point,
you should have done it like Richard Gere.
Yes,
he went behind his wife's back.
These two instructors. Let me tell you, the easiest thing is to get someone in the door.
Yeah.
You can lie to them, you can trick them, whatever. You get them in the door, but nothing stops them from turning around and walking back out except the instructors and how they come across.
Right.
Yeah. These two sell their program just beautifully, and mm-hmm. there's no pressure behind it. And then his size, Chris is a 6'7". And when you see this man move, it's like, well, if he can do it, I can do it. Jesus, you know. In fact, I sent some videos from last Friday to you.
I can't wait. We all learned to hustle together. But let me ask you, Ben, that was so much fun, because I wanted to run out the door too. You should have locked the door or have them go on the fire alarm door. Then you know they're leaving. But let me ask you, how do you feel now that she took you? What is your testimonial to where you're at now with dancing? And how often do you go up there now? Like, how did that really change your life?
Well, it became date night, basically.
Oh.
What are we going to do? Well, we're going to go dance. And of course, it helps that the sushi restaurant that I love is right next door. So
yeah, that's
a positive. So, But our relationship, learning all the dance moves, he's correct. You have to memorize the stuff. And in the beginning, you don't even hear the music. So what am I? You, all you're doing is counting one, two, three. Like they go quick, quick, slow, slow, and the music's going, and you have no idea what the song is.
Yeah.
And then you know, eventually the show, you'll hear the song. Don't worry, it'll come. And they're right. You know, it's coming along nicely. But you know, in martial arts, when you come into a studio, you get to see who the rankings are by the color of the belts.
Mm-hmm.
The belts are white, and they move on up. So you stay away from the high ranking. In dance, you don't know. Everybody's in just regular clothes until they get on the floor with your partner, and you're like, oh my God, this person is way above mine.
But everything takes practice. So if you just go one time, you guys didn't learn this overnight, right? Right? So don't give up. So thank you for that testimonial. I'm going to have to shift gears kind of quick. So this means I'm driving kind of fast on the highway to get our hour in. But thank you for that testimonial. And I'm going to go in, but I'm going to go into the American Legion in 1 minute. But I want to have Chris back But I got Chris number one, Chris number two, and it helps me with my short-term memory, because I only have to memorize one name. So again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio. We're talking about dancing. Again, you have one life. We want to lift you up. You have one life to live. So make sure you dance and pick good songs and good people around your life to lift you up. So, Chris, Kimber, and thank you for that testimonial, both of you. I wanted to talk really quick. What kind of shoes do you wear when you dance?
You can start off by wearing whatever you like. The only thing we do not recommend is a flip-flop or a sandal that comes off your foot easy.
Oh, go ahead.
But people come in tennis shoes, in heels, anything really. After a while, people decide to get the ballroom dance shoes. You can find those on Amazon. Chris and I have a catalog in studio as well. But we really, it's a come-as-you-are kind of studio.
But you know what? I have something from Casey and the Sunshine Band, Glenn. Do you have our boogie shoes? Just a little tune, because I was listening to this song, and this is the advice I got. We're waiting for Glenn, the DJ Glenn. No pressure. Band said it's the boogie shoes. Is that what it did? I blow your ears out?
Oh, that's okay.
Are you sure?
No,
wait, testing. 1, 2, 3.
No, we're good now.
Okay. I think I turned the wrong volume up, and I think I just flew. Sorry. All right, you're good. You're good. Okay, so that was Casey and the Sunshine Band with Boogie Shoes, and that's an old time favorite. So we've got that down. So what three songs would you say are very, very popular?
Oh, three songs?
Three songs.
I mean, three dances.
Oh, three dances. There you go.
Sorry.
So I think there's actually like two, you can call it like two genres that have basically four dance styles all together. So if you have your going out in your popular Latin style music, going out to a Latin club, you're going to find yourselves more of a dancing salsa and bachata more frequently. And then if you have any other type of live music, whether it's a country band or a pop or a contemporary artists, you're going to find yourself dancing more of that hustle and swing vibes.
Okay, and then speaking of that, do we have the one song, the tango, Santa Maria, Glenn?
Santa Maria.
Santa
Maria.
No hablo español, lo siento. That's all I learned. 2 years of Spanish, that's what I tell everybody.
Well, you picked a good segue. That's the song from, that's one of the songs from Shall We Dance.
Well, let's hear this. Denise, have you all done the tango yet?
Yeah, we have.
How many steps is that, Kimber? How long does it take to learn the tango?
Oh, it depends on how much tango you want to learn.
Okay, well, we'll start with an 8 count. All right, let's switch to this song. Glenn, how about a really quick, give me the song for, it's called Cupid Shuffle. No pressure. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio. Tell us about this next song. Janice, we have 1.5 minutes. Thank you. And we're going to get back to you guys in 1 minute. I want to know about your competition. Janice, Chris, tell us really quick about the Legions.
You go ahead, Chris. You've got all the
Thank you for that. That was awesome.
This is the third annual Gold Star Awareness Charity Golf Tournament. It's on September 7th, 9 a.m. registration over at West Chase Golf Club. And those of you that don't know Gold Star Awareness is the immediate family members that survived a loved one that has passed away overseas in combat.
Oh, that's so nice and so important.
Yes.
So thank you. Tell us the date of that again.
It's September 7th.
And how do they get tickets to that?
You register online, goldstarawareness.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. And sorry, I was just having so much fun. And when y'all come back, I didn't think about dancing. Maybe next time. We want to go to your studio live.
I love
it. Can that be our next? Can we, like, invite ourselves over and, like,
oh, absolutely.
Can we do this?
We've got Ed up. And Glenn, and we can do a live studio. Tell us one more time where everybody can find you.
Yeah, definitely. So you can actually text us. So text me DANCE, D-A-N-C-E, at the phone number 813-557-0782. So that's our texting number. Again, that's 813-557-0782. Or you can find us online. Another good website is arthurmurraycenters.com. Again, that's arthurmurraycenters.com.
Okay, and thank you so much. And we are closing out. And of course, why can't I ever find my closing statement during this? Thank you all for listening here and staying here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. And again, Arthur Murray, Rowan, my shrinks and wraps. Thank you so much, Janice and Chris, and thank you all for being here. And I'm sorry about your horse. So sorry. Mystic, we love you. I believe there's more. Closing our statement today is Save the Last Dance for Me by Michael Bubbly. We'll see you back here, right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio next Thursday. Same time, same place. And we'll be dancing, I hope. Right?
Yes.
Enjoy your week.
You can dance. Every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. And you can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks.